Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ooh.
Hey.
Good morning, Ibra, Laura, and Rosenberg. I still need to go see the Marley movie. Not
yes,
seen the Bob
me too.
Flick yet.
Me too. I have to get on it. Maybe I'll try to catch it this weekend, but
it's really good.
You liked it, John?
Loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah.
Oh, he loved it. Okay.
Yeah, hey, John, were you able to get the table that I gave you into your house yet?
Yes, it's up and running. it's in our dining area, and it has been decorated.
Did it survive the trip upstairs?
Oh, I had to pay. Yeah, we had to pay somebody to do that because it was too much. It was too heavy.
The best part of the story, everyone. I got a new table. John took my dining room table, and I noticed when he took it, it was pretty heavy. And
because you never have to move it, so you don't know how heavy it really is.
No, like I knew it wasn't so heavy that I couldn't, like, you know, lift it up with my hands. If you had a reason, you had to kind of like lift it for 2 seconds.
Right.
But didn't
realize
how heavy it was to walk with.
Oh no.
Okay, yeah.
And John ended up attempting to move it with a family member, and in mid-move, the family member was like, oh, by the way, I have an injured hand.
Oh, God. You're like, no.
And John, we almost lost John.
Oh, it's...
Oh, my, because everything
almost went
was
to
on
jail,
him.
Is that what you're saying? Because why wouldn't you tell me that before I asked you to help me move a table?
Well, no, the table also fell on him, and he almost lost his knee.
Oh,
again?
God.
Exactly.
That same trick knee John's been talking about?
Yeah.
Well, the one that he runs into walls with?
Yeah, that one.
John?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a big, I don't know, it's a weird...
So wait, you had one guy with a trick knee and one guy with a bum hand?
It's not what you want. It's not what you want. Oh, well, I'm glad you survived.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yo, right, are we ready to play this game and stop talking about home improvement?
Yes.
Right.
We have tickets to see Fabio Foreign live at the Brooklyn Paramount Saturday, May 18th for the Pain and Love 2 Tour.
All right.
Okay, so we have Sharona on the line.
Hi, good morning.
My Sharona.
You had to.
Had to do it. Sorry, Sharona.
Most people do.
Yeah, it has to happen. Like, A, you don't meet a lot of Sharonas. B, that's kind of a cool song, and it has to happen.
Yeah.
Williams.
Hello?
Hey, Williams.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, guys.
Let me get this straight. They couldn't just name you William. They had to throw an S on it.
Yeah, I'm actually a junior too, which is the funny part. So
so they threw an S on the William, like we do on Great Adventures.
Yeah.
So they gave you a last name, first name.
Yep, I'm the man with the two last names.
Wait. What's your last name, if you don't mind sharing?
Sanchez.
Williams Sanchez. Wow,
that's crazy.
If you
could just throw a Jackson or a Johnson.
Oh, man. Williams Jackson Sanchez? Craziness.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
Sharona, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Stiles?
I am going to go with Laura.
I like it. It's the
All
game
right,
that lives
Sharona,
up to
I'm
its
trying.
Name.
I haven't been doing so well. So
60
let's see.
Oh, man. She
I feel
was
like
pissed
you were
yesterday.
Deprived of the baby.
I am. I mean, I was on the 3 o'clock shift this morning, so I kind of been up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Rosenberg's got the questions. Let's play. Laura, never lose.
Where did the U.S. just land?
Ibra. Just landed on the moon.
That's right. John, we put those calls on hold.
Yep.
What was Beethoven's first name? Ibra.
Laura.
I forgot. Not Wolfgang. No.
Two.
Beethoven.
One.
Wolfgang. Yeah.
Laura.
No. Laura.
It was Ludwig?
Ludwig
van.
That's correct.
Beethoven. I was going to call him Sebastian, but that's Bach. No.
The case of which TV show will reunite the cast, I should say. Laura. Which? Yes, Laura.
A Different World. No.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Wait, wait.
What is HBC. The largest bone Ibra. In the human body? Laura. Ibra.
Femur.
That is correct. That must have been on this show 43 times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which former NFL quarterback was jumped
Ibra.
And still Ibra?
Cam Newton.
Correct. In Greek mythology, who was the god of rhetoric?
Ibra.
Laura.
Ibra.
The god of rhetorical questions? Is that what you were about to say? I'm going to go with... I don't know. Venus.
No. The god of rhetoric C.
Oh.
Rhetoric C? So that has to be like a...
I think it's just C.
I think it might just be C. That's Poseidon? Poseidon? Yeah. Poseidon? I don't know how to say it.
Poseidon, yeah.
Poseidon.
That's correct.
Poseidon. She's reading it off the answer sheet that they gave her. That's why she can't pronounce
it. Sure.
Poseidon is correct. It's 3-3.
Ooh, tied. Tied up.
Okay.
Here we go for the win. I'm just trying to find. I'm doing the shoddy now. I'm looking for the best question. All right.
Okay.
Looking for outer space question.
Oh, here we go.
Help Laura out.
What is a group of crows called?
Ibra.
Ibra.
A group of crows is called.
I think I know this.
Three.
Annoying.
Two. Nope. Laura.
Man. It's called. It's murder.
Huh?
Is it?
It's a murder.
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's dope. Laura wins. Laura wins.
Sharona, congratulations. Wow. You're going to go see Fabio Foreign live for the Pain and Love
Tour. It's murder.
It's the Brooklyn Paramount.
Thank you, Laura.
You're welcome.
You.
It's murder.
Thank you. Hold tight.
That does sound like a group of crows, right? Murder.
Yeah. Ja Rule. Sure. I love it.
Yo, Sharona, hang on. We got to get some info. Yo, Williams. Listen,
yo,
man.
Yo,
Williams,
good try,
man.
Good try.
I know. Williams, I didn't know nothing about crows being murdered.
Laura came in the clutch. Yo, God bless you guys.
Facto.
Have a great morning.
She got Poseidon and murder. On the way, flashing lights. Laura Staff.
All right, guys. Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Jam Master Jay's murder suspects have been found guilty. Finally, facing 20 years in prison. I'll give you the details on the story coming up in the Flash and Lights.
He just gave us the detail.
Yeah, like, it's everything.
It's the whole detail.
Just wait.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up
next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Would you check on me? Flash and Lights time, Laura Staff. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So two men have now been convicted of the murder of Jam Master Jay. The jury in a Brooklyn federal court found both of them, Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr., guilty on Tuesday. So it's just a little after a month after the trial began. Now, remember, Jam Master Jay was gunned down more than 21 years ago on October 30th, 2002. So, where prosecutors argue that both men, Washington and Jordan, both ambushed him at his studio over a failed drug deal. And with Jordan shooting him at close range with multiple shots to the head.
Well, the thing that took so long here is there was someone else there that finally came out and
it's coming
and identified the people, right?
Yeah, so there's a third defendant. His name is Jay Bryant. Uh-huh. Now, he'll be tried at a later date.
Got it.
But, you know, investigators say that he, Jay Bryant, left an article containing an article of clothing containing his DNA at the scene. And he's been the one, you know, that's the point man, you know, to who allowed Washington and Jordan gave him access to the studio where the murder happened. But I just finally for the family.
And is it correct that Jam Master Jay had cut one of the dudes that shot him out of a deal? Correct is the way.
That's kind of like what the story is saying.
I'm gonna tell you something. Street dudes that never gave a damn about no hip hop, bro. Or no hip-hop legends.
Or anything else for that matter when it comes to a
facts,
deal
when it comes to
money.
Dealing with whatever they're dealing with.
Yeah, there's no... There's,
Pac,
not a
Big, JMJ, and the list goes on.
Yeah, they don't have the thought process of, A, it's not good to kill people, and B, man, a lot of people are going to be affected by this. That's not a thing.
Nah. Well, they already sell drugs to a lot of people that are affected by it.
You know what? It's a great, great point by you. So, but listen, I'm glad for his son TJ and the rest of his family that they have some level of closure.
Right. That's
over this thing
too.
That's just been a nightmare for 20 years. At least that helps, I suppose.
Well, and you know, it makes you ask. I asked the first question I asked. I remember when he got killed, and they said it was something with a drug deal. I was like, damn, he's still in the street like that, like. He didn't have money like that to just not be involved in that sort of business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, now you see his son TJ and all the stuff that he gets to do because of his father's legacy and his own just amazing. He's his own amazing human being. And that's really cool. I mean, you know, it's kind of a blessing. It's bittersweet.
Yeah, definitely bittersweet, but yeah.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 7 a.m., a high of 59 degrees. Today, scattered showers throughout the day and alternate side parking is in effect.
Y'all saw Don Lemon got the bag, huh?
Yes.
Don Lemon hit CNN for like 25 mil for, I guess, wrongful termination and, you know, maybe money owed on a contract type of situation.
Wow, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, right. Don Lemon got the bag yesterday.
He was joking so that people were hitting him up. Hey, big head, out of nowhere, people he hasn't heard from in years. He's like, all right.
Yo, I need a loan, bro. I'm about to text him right now. Let me get it. Yeah. Let me hold something, bruh. Let me hold sign. On the way, you got congratulations. You played yourself Ride or Die. The Gurus are coming up after 8. But before that, at 7:30, Curved is going to happen. You're waking up. You're getting to it. The rain last night was a situation. I think we have more clouds and rain and ting today. Let me look. Yeah, some rain this morning. On the way at 8 o'clock. It's lightweight, though. But the high is 61. And some rain on your drive home this evening, too. T-Bro, Laura Rosenberg, good morning.
Yes! WQHT FM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey now. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. I'm just catching up on the internet shenanigans. I saw Meek Mill's name trended. Did you see he was mentioned in this Diddy, new Diddy lawsuit?
No, how so?
Meek.
Yeah, I get. So the dude making the allegation against Diddy claims that Diddy told him that he was in some sort of shenanigans with a blank rapper. And then when you go down and you look at it, people are finding out that in the document it says something, you know, like number five. You know, when they show the court case, you go down to the bottom and it says Philadelphia rapper who used to date Nicki Minaj.
I don't understand. Why can you say, why are you like not allowed to say what it is, but then say exactly what it is?
Exactly.
I don't even understand the legality redacted, there.
But then you go down, and it's like, and right. So on the internet, on the Twitter right now, people are going at Meek.
But what does shenanigans mean? What are you trying to say exactly?
I guess there was some sort of touching going on.
A relationship? Some a physical sort of relationship?
Yeah.
They're suggesting?
Yes. That's what they're alleging.
Mm. And that's, is that the main piece people are taking from this thing?
No, it's not the main piece, but it's just another piece, and people yet are another? Shocked. Because they're like, now they're like, yo, Meek Mill, you always tweeting. You need to tweet about something right now. We need to know.
Oh, boy.
How about no? You mean the people on the internet want him to talk on this thing?
They want him to speak on something he probably just heard about.
Right.
And you think the first thing he's going to do is run to Twitter?
Well, you know what, though? I'm going to hit Meek with the button, not because I care about this part at all. Assuming everything was on the consensual, up and up, legal, et cetera, et cetera. I don't care. But I will say, Meek, for all the tweets you've been putting out generally about politics, you know what? It's kind of a delayed button. You know what I mean?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself, yeah. Playing yourself.
Meek gonna come for everybody. Watch. I mean, he normally does. Let's see what happens. Speaking of coming for everybody, I haven't heard from Cam Newton, but I damn sure heard from those dudes that Cam Newton was ragdolling around at the football camp.
What did they have
jumped
to say?
Up and did an interview. I guess they're called Top Shelf Performance is the name of the league, and. Come to find out, Cam Newton had been invited. He's out of team, and he had been trash-talking to another team. And so they show up at this little event for the Utes. And I guess there was some back-and-forth trash-talking going on. And the brother of one of the Top Shelf Performance coaches got into the physical altercation with Cam. So then those coaches ended up or were the ones Cam was fighting.
It was coaches scrapping with him.
Yes, it wasn't just some randos.
Okay. And what they say?
That's
anything?
The end of the congratulations. You played yourself. You get the button
for fighting with Cam.
No, you're supposed to be a leader. A leader and a coach. Some trash talk happens, and you get taken all out your whole.
Facts.
You all off your dean, all off your focus. It's football. You know how much trash talk goes on in football.
And you're supposed to be teaching these kids.
And you're supposed
about
to be teaching
football?
Kids about keeping your composure under pressure.
And you fought an iconic NFL football player at the thing?
Yo, I mean, that is not... the biggest congrats. And then the next day went on the radio to talk about it.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Thirst is a crazy thing, man. Thirst is a thing.
Listen, man, if I end up with my face in the armpit of a grown man on video, I'm not coming on the radio. I guess I would. You'd have to hit me with the button, too.
Congratulations.
Yeah, you talk about it, but that's your job. You know,
but I don't know if I would be fighting at a kids' camp.
That's what I'm saying. In front of all these kids, you're supposed to set an example. And you're over here throwing hands. I don't know, man. That deserves a button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
I was at East's flag football game, though. I can see where things could go left. Some parents is out of line. I seen some parents and coaches on other teams. I'm like, yo, bro, you need to calm down. Cause people get hyped. Parents get hyped. They take it way too serious.
Apparently coaches get hyped.
And coaches. But yeah, it's all a congrats. Laura, what you got today?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Well, this is just a quick one for everybody because we've seen this over and over again. But it was just announced that Netflix is expected to raise prices in 2024.
Again?
Guys, by the time we're done, we might as well go back to cable. We might as well. I feel like everybody.
Come on, we've been saying this. We know where it's going. We know, and it's.
Laura doesn't listen to us, Rosenberg. She thinks everything we say is hyperbole and just blown out of proportion.
No, I'm just saying, like, again, we just had this discussion because they raised it last year.
Wait, and now it's how you said how much? 23.
I don't know. They're going to raise it again for 2024.
Got it. They won't stop. They cannot stop. They got to make their money somewhere.
But it's too soon.
No, but here's the deal, guys. That's the whole point.
That's why I feel like it's a congrats again.
Here's the deal. The deal is Netflix is an app that we all subscribe to, and they have content in the app. But their ability to deliver us content, they have to use... the cable systems, the telephone networks, they don't own the delivery mechanism. So if the way they deliver you content changes in price, they're not going to eat that price.
No, never.
So if Wi-Fi, or I'm trying to think if what is it called, the fiber optic network or whatever. If AT&T and Verizon start charging more money, Griff just wrote it in there. Start charging more money. Or if they go and do a deal with somebody like the WWE and spend a bunch of money, they're going to figure out a way to get that money back on your head.
Upon your head, Tom.
We said they're also serving ads now, so it's an increase in ads.
Wait, so you can't even buy without the ads? Of course you can.
Oh, no, maybe.
Sure, well, you can.
Yeah, who knows what that's going to end up being. You're going to have to be rich. Yo, by the way, I'm living the commercial life now.
On which app?
On Netflix. Because we get a free, I think Natalie gets a free Netflix with her like T-Mobile or something like that.
Yeah.
So like, I as much as I didn't want commercials, I'm taking the free one that comes with the phone. So now I'm living the commercial life.
Well, and you don't watch Netflix. How many shows do you actually watch on Netflix?
It does its numbers here. Because Natalie likes to throw on regular stuff from Netflix, like things that just pop up.
Right.
It's still kind of a default network in the house. You know what I mean?
Netflix Netflix got a lock on the BC level, soap opera leaning feeling thing that the ladies just want to throw on in the background while they're doing housework. They got that on Smash.
That's on Smash, plus the murder doc shows that everyone likes to just throw on.
They got that on Smash. Well, and they just cracked everybody in the head with the We Are the World.
We Are the World. Yeah. They got Love on the Spectrum, specials. Which I'm a fan of. Did you, Ebro, did you watch the debut of Shogun last night?
I sure did.
How was it?
Fire.
Shogun.
It takes place in Japan. It's when the Protestants showed up on the beach in Japan.
Laura, let me tell you, every dude out there with a sliver of nerd fight sword I didn't even know about it, Laura, until yesterday. I did not know. Ballard hit me a text like, do you know what? Are you watching Shogun tonight?
I told you about it 2 days ago, 3 days ago. Brother Son on Netflix is a cool watch if you want to see something.
Shogun is people are saying best thing of its kind since Game of Thrones.
It's on that level.
Okay.
That's what they're saying, Laura.
Okay. Wow.
Shogun's one of them ones. Hopefully the story is there, but no, it's one of them ones. They boiled a man alive last night.
Okay. What? Well, hit me with the button. I didn't watch it yet.
I don't know about that.
You played yourself.
They sure did. They showed up on the shores of Japan, and the Japanese was like, we don't understand what you're saying. And they're like, we don't understand what you're saying. Well, Japanese got the swords, and y'all was just stranded on your boat, about to die of scurvy and not eating. We're about to throw you in this pot. Shut your bitch ass up, white man.
And if this is the only version of Shogun that I watch, hit me with the button, because I need to watch it. I can't just hear the Ebro breakdown of it.
Throw your bitch ass in this pot.
Yeah, it definitely didn't say. It definitely did. That's not how it played out. There's just no way.
I didn't see this segment, Shawnee. I think that's what you're supposed to write.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Shut your bitch ass up.
Playing yourself.
Playing yourself.
Playing yourself. I don't play. Ebro in the morning. With Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
I do have to get it in. This is not because it came up on off the air about people in our individual family.
Yeah.
But in the world in general.
Mm-hmm.
The people I'm seeing like lining up behind Kanye calling out Adidas, I gotta hit you with the button. I'm sorry.
Wait, I know people thought Kanye and Adidas was they just pieced it up and
Yeah, no, apparently Adidas is doing things that they're dropping sneakers that's not approved. And Kanye jumped out there.
Colorways.
Some nasty colorways. And, you know, Kanye jumped up on the gram and told everyone that. And I saw the comments just lined up with our favorites. People just, you know, ready to boycott Adidas and support, you know, behind this important issue, you know?
No, it is. You can't be stealing from people, man.
Yeah, no. But, like, outward hate by the same person, that does not cause the people to line up and say word one about anything.
No.
That is utter sneakers, bro.
But now
we're into the sneakers talk, and we just,
This is important stuff.
We want to make sure one billionaire is good in his battle with the other billionaire.
That's
we want
right.
to make sure.
These are important things, man.
Because if he doesn't get the $150 million from the Yeezys, you know, he'd only be worth, what, $5 billion?
Guess what? I'm not boycotting because Adidas just announced yesterday they're dropping a Bob Marley collab.
By the way, Shawnee, I sent that to you. The Bob's kind of fire.
He's wearing in that famous pic where he's playing soccer. I need those.
Exactly. It's a dope sneaker suit. Yeah.
I'm getting that, bro.
So you're not lining up behind the Kanye protest?
I hit one of the people boycotting and was like, yo, what's that Adidas plug? I need that kick. He was like, I'm boycotting right now. I was like, I'm confused. They're doing a Bob Marley shit.
Can the boycott be specific to Kanye?
Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Just the Yeezys.
Yeah, or
Bob Marley's is fire.
By the way, here's the perfect thing for me. I don't have to worry about it because guess what? I started boycotting Yeezy like 4 years ago. So it doesn't even concern me. All my kicks are gone. They're all gone. So I'm going to get the Bob ones and just keep it moving.
Yo, I never sold that original pair of Yeezys that I got.
You got to keep holding those. You got to hold those. Speaking of congratulated to sneakers, we didn't even hit our guy Fat Joe for copping the Donald Trumps.
He didn't cop them. They was a gift.
The Air Trumps.
No, they was a gift.
I don't know, man. Yo, Ebro, can you imagine? You're a sneaker guy. Maybe not a Fat Joe level sneaker guy, but
Near Fat Joe on the level.
Nowhere here is Mayor or Fat Joe or any of these people, but or Kent. However, can you imagine tainting your sneaker collection with that nasty business box of the Air Trump ones?
Listen, guys, there's been shoes that have come out throughout the years that you get gifted that you have in there that have like your name embossed on the side from some rando artist. So my collection has already had some rando options. If somebody gifted me the Trump sneakers, I'm taking them because I'm gonna throw it. I saw somebody just buy them yesterday for $9,000.
Yeah, Someone actually bought them?
That's what, according to the internet.
That was like some collector dude at the actual, when they launched.
I feel like all the movement's going to be inside business on that. Just like everything with Trump that's ever happened, it's all going to be inside business.
If somebody gifted me some, I'm throwing them up on StockX or whatever. The Insurrection Ones is going up.
Those Insurrection Ones are fire.
The January 6s.
Or just the January 6s, you know? There's January 6s, the fire.
But Fat Joe made sure to say that he wasn't a big Donald Trump supporter.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
He did say he doesn't like Trump and he won't be voting for him.
People will say anything. People will say anything and do anything. So whatever, I love Joe. So, whatever you're doing is whatever you're doing. But, yeah, people throwing out these Trump shoes, I think how many did they make?
Ebro. Oh, hit Ebro with the button.
You're not gonna believe a number that might have come from Trump
about how many shoes were made. We can't believe whatever.
I just wanted to know what they said they made because that's price.
But what I'm saying is, based on what the sources of these sneakers, we can never believe what's being said.
Hey, listen, bro. If they go for $9,000 on, about to get some of these and slang them.
I wouldn't think anyone should protest making $9,000 off a fool.
Listen, that's all I'm thinking about. I don't give a damn.
You are never going to go buy and sell these Air Trump
ones. Never in life would I buy them. Never in life.
Sell them, though?
Sell them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, they fall into your lap. You better sell them. Is that even a conversation?
King Louis says 1,000 pairs were made to sell.
Because at first I heard it was 50 for friends and family. Then I heard 400. Now I'm hearing 1,000.
The 50, though, was autographed.
The nasty triangle Klansman looking autograph.
Oh, it's definitely like three hoods in that signature.
Yo, sure. Nasty business, those shoes, man.
Signature's hard, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Hard how?
As a graffiti writer, that signature's hard. You're like, oh, that's hard. That style is hard.
He got stabbed.
He got stabbed. Hard. Yeah. Oh, God, it's terrible.
It's so bad. It's bad. It's all bad.
Yeah. Yo, Donald Trump got his own font. He got his own shoe. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's out here. He signed your stimmy checks.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Made hip-hop.
But you didn't even save the check. You went and took it to the check cashing place. Look at you.
He always been hip-hop.
Oh, man. Since day one. You know what I mean? That's true. Number one, that's true. And number two, you got to line up behind Kanye in his big moral fight against Adidas. This is an important issue that may affect all of us. These are the issues we need to be locked in on right now.
Hey, listen, man. People get motivated for certain things. Sneakers is one of them. You know what I mean? Especially in your friend circle.
I would wish it was when your rights are at stake. I would wish.
Oh, Laura.
I would wish.
No. Rights are at stake?
Or when rights? There's a... What rights? Nobody cares about rights, especially about women's rights.
What?
Or, you know, hateful language towards Jews. These are not people's priorities.
Or you know, there's a horrible war going on right now.
What are you talking about? What are sneakers?
Actually, multiple horrible wars. So let's just keep it these sneakers thing.
Stop it. Stop yourself. And you got Joe Budden and Candace Owens. They're linking up. You know what I'm saying? That's what the internet needs right now. A hardcore combo between Joe Budden and Candace Owens to really break down where things are going.
Come on, Joe. I didn't create this show for you to do this, man. I didn't father this show for you to do this, my G.
Hey, yo, Joe, run your numbers up, man. Joe's running his numbers up. He's like, yo, we're going to get this out. We're going to run this advertising number up for this segment.
In fact, they may send Joe a pair of Air Trump 1s at the end of the interview. He may get a free pair of Air Trump 1s.
Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Coming up, DJ John stepping in the room. Gather around with the children. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do Whitish Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Have some fun. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, last night, you know, they had the Michigan primaries. I don't know if you guys paid attention to it. Donald Trump beat Nikki Haley again. Biden obviously walked away with, I think, like, you know, what is it, 75% of the vote. But, you know, Dearborn, Michigan, you know, is, I think, the largest Palestinian population for sure, but Muslim population in the United States, or per capita, not population, but percentage-wise.
Mm-hmm.
In that area, 75% of the voters wrote down that they were uncommitted. They would not vote for Biden. Mm-hmm. They wrote uncommitted, and they've been very vocal. Rashida Tlaib is a representative from that area. And she's Palestinian. And she's also been pushing people to write in uncommitted so that they will get the message that you're not getting our vote because of the way you're handling things in Gaza with Palestinians and the conflict going on in Israel. And so I think it reached, of total votes last night, it reached the tune of 15% uncommitted to Biden or to the Democratic
in Michigan?
In Michigan.
And in that area specifically, the uncommitted like tripled what Biden got.
That's right.
So
Biden's got a problem. Biden's got a problem. And guess what? If you don't win Michigan, you're in trouble.
But
congratulations. you played yourself.
But it would still, well, I guess you don't know if he'd win it because obviously yesterday was a primary. So who
That's
knows?
Right, you don't know. Griff said when Hillary ran in 2008, Obama wasn't in. There was 40% uncommitted in Michigan.
So apparently this is they weren't rocking Hillary. Either.
Yeah, so there's history here.
Uncommitted is a thing in Michigan.
I like it, though. Hold people. I mean, that's the way you hold people accountable, unfortunately. Yeah. You know, because people only vote for their interests. That's what voting's all about.
Exactly.
My only concern is that, which I understand, because things have to change, right? But if you're going to go uncommitted and it's between Biden and Trump, we know where he stands.
Well, this is the primary, so I don't know if they're going to do the same thing when it comes down to the actual vote.
But they're trying to make a statement now.
But I think they're trying to make a statement now in hopes to get this ceasefire and have the U.S. put pressure on Netanyahu to stop the shenanigans and the murder.
I feel like he's starting to get the pressure from a lot of places. We'll see if he actually changes. I mean, this is over and over again. The United States just keeps saying, no, we'll just keep giving you a blank check, basically.
It's so disappointing. Yeah, it's so disappointing.
I find myself not disappointed or surprised.
Yeah, well, that's just because you have low expectations of the country.
Well, I just know how what we've always done over in Israel. Like, you know, and...
Not just Israel.
And not just Israel. So... Definitely, I'm not surprised here, and you know,
King Lou
texts right now in the chat says Biden said last night with Seth Meyers, he is hoping for a ceasefire by next Monday.
And this is the one they're talking about being 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah,
which you'd hope would be enough time to maybe figure out some sort of conclusion.
And Ramadan, I think, is around the corner as well.
I got into a significant argument with someone recently about this subject, trying to get them to explain to me what the upside was of the continued barrage on Gaza. I just wanted to understand. I said, okay. I said, October 7th was horrifying, and if you're someone who believes in war... I don't, but if you're someone who does, I understand why you thought retribution was necessary. Okay. Boom. So you did that for a couple of weeks, and a few thousand people lost their lives as a result of that.
Tens of thousands. Few thousand.
No, I said after a couple of weeks.
After a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So after those couple of weeks, we're now, to Ebro's point, another 25,000 have died since. If you care about the safety of... The hostages or Israeli people, because you clearly don't care about the safety of Palestinian people. What is your hope? How is this leading to safety? I just need an answer. I just need someone point out to me. Give me an example post-World War II where really showing this sort of demonstrative force has led to a sustained peace. I'll just wait. Just someone let me know when... When they went in, they blew Ish up, it killed tons and tons of people, and then afterwards we gained like a sustainable peace there. I just want to know when it happens, because otherwise I just don't understand what we're doing. And to the point I was making earlier,
and hostages have been killed,
of course. And by the way,
have been killed
by their captors and through the process of quote unquote trying to free them.
And hostages aren't even back yet.
And yet we have to watch. I just go watch people do these protests where they demand the hostages now. I'm like, who are you demanding this to? You think the people who took them are going to give them back if you demand it loud enough? I don't understand what this approach is. And much to the point I was making on a much smaller level about the Kanye thing and people picking their battles. Yo, it's really easy for people to be against a war when it doesn't pluck at your emotional heartstring. You know what I mean? It's easy for non-Ukrainians or Russians to go, I'm looking at this situation. The Russians are the aggressor. I feel bad for the Ukrainians. This is terrible. But as Jewish Americans, when we've been our whole life, we have this, for many reasons, our hearts are attached to Israel in some way. that's when it's harder to go, wait a second, even though October 7th hurt me, and even though it hurts my heart to see it all, I still believe violence is wrong. Ebro, that's what the test is. The test isn't what you think about it when it doesn't have anything to do with you. Mm-hmm. That's easy. How do you feel when it has to do with you and you still can look and go, this isn't right. This shouldn't be happening. And when is Biden going to listen? I don't. He could end up losing the election because of this. If you want to just break it down simply to politics.
Well, there's definitely a lot of young voters he's not going to get. Definitely. And those more experienced with this, you know, understand the politics of this and have been watching this for a long time.
Well, and unfortunately, we know we don't have better choices. So,
but if you are looking at the current state of things, and you know, and you're looking at what Biden has to offer for you specifically, for your community, or for you and your state, or for you know, for whatever, and that's how you look at this voting situation this year. You see this, how he's handling Palestine and Israel, and you're like, nah. I can't support this.
I might encourage you, though, to do some research, because as horrifying as that is, and it certainly is, you know how everyone on this show feels about it, I would encourage you to look at the things that Putin has said he plans on doing recently, and the fact that the other candidate for president has just gone, oh, I'm good with that, my man. Do what you gonna do. Because Russia is in the process of trying to be able to have the right to take out people's satellites from outer space. They want to be able to be set up in outer space. And if they decide someone acts up, that one of their ops acts up, they want to be able to knock out their satellite.
Well, they're already building it. I think we already have that technology, too, but they want to build it.
And Trump is going, hey, man, I'm not here to get in your way. Y'all do what y'all going to do. I mean, come on, you're my friend. Why do I have to worry about you being up there?
Right. I mean, that's people's.
That's our people. So yeah,
that's people.
Yeah. So
that's
just people. I suggest you look at all of it. Just look at the whole thing.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. DJ John has stepped in the room. Let's get after him.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Yo, you guys read yesterday where Wendy's, the fast food chain, I don't know if this is happening or they're exploring doing like surge pricing.
I saw it.
Almost like Uber. Like when the demand is up, the prices will change at Wendy's and you have to pay more.
What?
Yo, it's so nuts.
Yo, that's crazy.
Breaks my heart.
Is that the first of its kind?
I don't know if it's the first of its kind.
We're a food spot. If you want more of this, the prices went up.
Now, is this something other fast food chains are going to do?
It literally just started as a conversation yesterday. But I guarantee you other people are watching to see how people react.
If it works.
Because I'm sure Wendy's is throwing it out there because they heard it being talked about. They're throwing it out there, I'm sure, knowing that other fast food chains. Because the only way this works is if other fast food chains are doing the same thing.
Right. Well, private restaurants are doing it with that little scan, the menu, when you scan the menu.
Yeah, they're changing the prices on the weekends, menu all the time.
Yeah.
You think, is that definitely a thing? I mean, it seems logically a thing.
Yep, it's a thing.
They also change the items on the menu on the fly.
Yeah.
Because so if you have the little QR code scan and not a paper menu, they got smart.
Right. I'm going to be honest.
I respect the hustle. I ain't going to hold you.
I will say, though... I look away now at restaurants if they don't have a hard menu anymore. I'm always like, really, guys? I mean, it's just not, because to be honest, it's just not nice. You're out for a nice dinner. It just does feel like lame to be pulling out your phone to look at it. It just doesn't feel tight to me. It messes up the experience.
Super whack.
Right.
Yeah, it's like, can I just hand me a menu, man? I came out to leave my house and not be on my phone.
They can't hand you a menu. They just changed it this afternoon. They added 99 cents to every item.
Right.
They're like, before we give you that menu, let me ask you a question. What are you interested in ordering? And what do you think is an appropriate price?
All right, 1 second. We're going to go.
Yeah, hold on. We'll be right back.
Hit a button. DJ John, what do you got for Amanda, who's on the line, if she stumps you with a question?
Amanda, tickets to see Sean Paul May 9th at the Brooklyn Paramount. Tickets on sale now. May hop by Live Nation, baby.
Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
You sound like you got a little cold or something. What you got? What you working with?
I do. I think it's more allergies though. This weather.
I feel
all the allergies is coming through already.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yo, Juanita, you're right, a bad guy. That's how you treating her. You don't know this woman.
No,
like
I'm just saying. I sympathize with her.
Bad guy. You're a bad guy.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
To hit this guy with a hard question, make him look stupid.
I sound like Rosenberg and Laura put together.
Amanda, just say that. Amanda, say to John, that's why you're dressed like a pink picnic table today. Just say that.
That's why you look like a pink picnic table today, hon.
There you go. I got you. Amanda.
That shirt is a struggle.
Okay. What's it called in bowling when you make three strikes in a row?
Oh, he knows. He knows.
Oh,
he knows that?
John. I know.
Okay.
Yes. I don't bowl.
Three. Oh, no. He doesn't know.
Yeah, two. One.
Strike? Three strikes?
Wow. No, it's called a turkey.
It's easy.
A turkey.
Oh.
Yeah, it's easy.
Come on, John. As you're as experienced with food as you are,
as experienced you are with turkey? You don't know about that?
Amanda, you getting the tickets? What tickets, John?
To see Sean Paul May 9th.
China Paul.
Yeah, Brooklyn Paramount. You be in there. Shout out to
Live
Nation.
Amanda, do you have to work today or you got the day off to deal with your cold?
No, I take the day off.
Yeah, your allergies sound real bad. What do you take for allergies?
I have my humidifier on because it kind of makes the allergens in the air kind of fall to the floor.
Yeah, that's how
that's
you do
it. That's what I use.
There you go. Hang on, Amanda. We're going to get you these tickets. Hopefully you feel better and you can go to the program. Flashing Lights time with Laura Stiles. What you got right now?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, the Donna Summer Estate is suing Kanye West. Yep. I'll give you details next.
You guys want to do it now?
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
We can.
Probably should.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, why not? I can't wait.
Okay.
Yeah, let's sing Oh Boy first.
That's not it.
Let's sing Oh Boy again.
That's it. There it goes.
Yo, I swear.
Yo. There you go.
There it is.
So Donna Summer Estate is suing Kanye West after her estate claims that he made an unauthorized sound-alike of her record. Now, remember the estate had posted on social media that Ty Dolla $ign had approached them about using the sample, and they flat out said no.
Mm.
They did not want anything to do with it. And, you know, later on, the song comes out, so they're just really upset about the whole thing. So TMZ is according to docs obtained by TMZ, they're claiming that Kanye wanted to sample her song I Feel Love for Vultures.
He did.
And after they said no, he went ahead and did it and put it on the album.
It was a tune. It's a tune, too. It's a hit. Shawnee, you got it in the system.
I'm looking. Let me see.
Real quick. You're saying that someone was asked for a sample.
That's right.
Said yes. No.
That's right.
They did it anyway.
Uh-huh.
And then they were upset that they did that.
Yes.
Wow.
What's the Donna Summer song?
The song shocking. Was called, what was it called?
You would think. I'm like,
hey, Laura, maybe someone just tell Donna Summer's estate, though, about Kanye's big fight with Adidas, and that would change her mind. And she'd be like, you know what? But I do stand with Kanye in his fight against Adidas.
Yeah. No, the song was called, what was it called? I forgot, man.
Oh, man.
Bro, it's called Good Don't Die. It should be in the system.
Let's see.
Actually, don't play it. I don't want to be a part of his loss.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, he broke the button.
Stay away from this. The joint was fire, though. The joint is fire.
R.I.P.
Sorry. I don't want no lawsuits. I ain't playing with y'all. But what are they going to sue him for? Like, they just sue him for the pro if he made any money on it, right? Is that how that works? I'm serious question. I don't know what the...
Well, did they pull it already? It's already been pulled?
Yeah, it got pulled from the album. It already got
pulled. Okay, so they pulled it. So, yeah, so now the lawsuit would be you blatantly violated what we said we...
So won. Damages? Or would it be damages now, right?
Yeah, some sort of damage.
And they can throw a number at that.
But this is what you call your standard issue standing on business the lawsuit. You thought it was a game. You just do what you want. No, we don't play with Mama Donna's catalog.
Donna Summer.
I don't know if you know this. I don't know if y'all know this, but she worked hard for the money. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Wrap this segment up, bro. Let's get
there. You go. That's your flashing lights report. Time is 8 a.m.
That's my type 59. Of humor right there.
Well, that's right. That was your new dad. Me, your dad, man, again. Dad, that was. You know?
No, I said don't play it.
No, don't not play it. Play
she
it.
Works hard for the money.
Oh, you can play that.
Hey. I mean, we can play that Donna Summer. I don't want no parts of Kanye and Donna Summer's estate litigation. I'm cool. I don't. And you know, the Donna Summer estate approved Beyonce. When Beyonce wanted to sample it, they was all good. Because she sampled on Renaissance, that summer, what was the song called? Summer Renaissance, I think it was called. That's a Donna Summer sample, too.
Yeah.
Hey. Leg warmers. Aerobics.
Yo. Mom. If you had a mom who was working out in the 80s, you heard this song.
Yo, the leotard, the pastel colored leotard with the...
the headband.
What was them Reeboks called the girls used to wear with the two Velcro straps at the top?
Was that the 520s?
5411s.
5411s was ringing right now.
Shawnee, you definitely walked around with your mom at King's Plaza with this song playing at some point.
Facts with the big headband and the...
Hey, Laura, what was that called where they used to take the flat iron and make the little crinkly waves in the hair?
Crimping?
Yeah. They're just crimping. Crimp hair.
Yeah, it's a good time. WQHT, HD1 FM, New York. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, Cast 1. 97 minutes, commercial-free music, real fast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hilarious, bro. Yo, it's a mess out here, but you know, we have something for the whole family. It's called White-ish Wednesday.
That's right.
But it's Black History Month.
Finally, something we can all agree on. Playing some white songs until I randomly play black songs because it's Black History Month. My favorite. I'm going to miss Black History Month.
So. Rosenberg, because Black History Month, has been throwing in songs from artists that we know that were playing in the white people's homes, too. Or just songs that he likes that was playing in his
home. Yeah, it's my home.
He's not regular white people. But anyway, you got Cast 1 versus Shawnee Culture versus Laura Styles. And on the line, Aubrey, Queen P, Hot Rod, Rick, and Nikki. They are the Phonophots. Each contestant, the contestants being Cast 1, Shawnee, and Laura, get two Phonophots, but you can't go to the same Phonophot twice. Rosenberg will play a song, and until it's guessed right, we continue to listen to the song, and even if we love the song, it'll keep playing just because we want to hear it. Because, you know, we can play music up here. It's not like a podcast. We can actually...
Oh, I hear what you're saying. Nice. I know what you're throwing down.
You know what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down. And now, Rosenberg with the first selection on White-ish Wednesday.
All right, guys. Welcome, everyone. A big special edition of White-ish Wednesday. Let me get the pot up here. All right.
Here we go now.
Here we go, everyone. It's Ebro. I mean, it's Laura. It's Cast Uno. It's Shawnee Culture.
It's
British Wednesday.
Culture.
Ah.
Oh, what a night.
Yeah.
Shawnee's up 1-0.
Come on, baby.
There
you go. Oh, what a night.
Late
That's right.
What a very special time for me, as I remember what a night. Oh, what a night.
That's right.
You know I didn't even know her name.
Johnny, how many wins you got this year already? Two?
I got two.
Nice.
Two in the bag, baby.
On the show, maybe seven.
Maybe seven.
Man, you got two victories. Laura, you got a victory in 2024?
No, I don't have a victory.
Raggedy. Raggedy. Wow.
Don't have a victory.
Yeah. I got
Johnny's
two.
Johnny's the king right now.
I played twice and got two, and then the rest, I guess, Cass won, right? So Cass won, got three victories.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Who knows the artist, though?
I have no idea.
No idea.
Is it Frankie Valli?
There you go, Laura.
Oh,
thank
wow.
You.
Yo, I did not know that.
Yo, do you ever notice that of all the people, of all the things we've learned during Whitish Wednesday, I think one of the things we have to learn is Frankie Valli has an insane amount of hammers.
Oh, my God.
It's that spans for like 30 years.
No, it's crazy,
that
bro.
Too? Yo, Jersey.
Jersey got some great musicians.
Yo, and how was Joe Pesci really his homie on the block who, like, held him down? He was really his muscle. Yeah. Joe Pesci was really his gangster who watched his back.
That's kind of cool.
All right, guys. Yeah, go see Jersey Boys. You never seen it. Is it still out? Is Jersey Boys still out?
I think Jersey Boys is still rocking, bro.
It's one of those forever, Joe?
It might be.
All right. Here we go. Shawnee's up 1-0. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. The last Black History Month edition. Oh, no. Griff says it's now off Broadway. Jersey Boys. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Laura. Is that Build Me Up?
Wait, what?
Is it Build Me Up?
Build Me Up.
Build me up.
Before you go. Oh, no.
Build me up.
Is it wrong?
First of all, it's wrong. It's doubly wrong.
No, just don't. Ebro, let's just wait. Ebro, let's comment after.
We gotta come back. Yo, Laura, whatever's about to happen with how we ridicule you coming up, Laura, do not let that prevent you from shooting your shot, okay?
No.
Keep shooting.
Why will you
build me up?
I don't know. We'll go with build me up.
She just...
I mean... That's what I said.
All right, oh. Shawnee, enjoy yourself. Here we go. Okay.
I'm living yes, right now.
Oh, I don't know what to pay attention to.
I mean, I know the voice. I should have done it.
I don't know the group, so.
What you find?
I got to go with the song.
Sure. All right, hey, Culture, what's going on?
Dang.
Yo, a phone to five would be an easy
three. Bro, this has been a
four,
three. Or do
right,
I
yeah.
shoot?
Two.
Three.
Don't break my heart.
I hate all of you. No, I really
hold on, Rosenberg.
Is it Rosenberg?
Is it Billy Joel?
No.
What is this?
It was
It was the Foundations song.
It's the Foundations.
Nobody would have got that. But it's Build Me Up Buttercup.
Oh my God.
Yo, well, Build Me Up. You did the tune of Wham, though. Wake Me Up Before You Go.
That's funny. I remixed it.
Yo, Ebro, I sat here debating.
Build Me Up Buttercup.
I sat here debating because on the K Show yesterday, we had a long conversation about Whitish Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Michael was like, will you play Build Me a Buttercup? Because Don and I mock him all the time for loving this song of how corny it is to love Build Me a Buttercup. And when I thought about playing it right now for kicks, I'm like, it's boring, though. Everyone's going to know it on the first words of the song.
No, they were.
They know the song, but they didn't know the title completely.
Right.
Yeah.
Laura, yo, and the fact that Cass followed Laura and said the same thing.
The same thing.
And here come Cass with the countdown.
But yo, Laura, you doing it's Wham? Okay. Wake me up before you go go.
No, build me up before you go go.
I got my rights mixed up. Is that Wham?
Whitish Wednesday the game. Let's see. Shawnee's got one. That's it, right?
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
That's it. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Culture.
Culture.
Go.
Let's go with a... Let's go to Phonify.
Ooh, that's right. Ooh, that's early. That's early. Yeah,
it is early. Early in the day.
That sounds like that it was enough early. Time, though.
You think that guitar riff was enough?
If you get the right person,
you can go to Queen P. You can go to Aubrey. You can go to Nikki. You can go to Hot Rod Rick. Where you going, Shiny Culture?
I'm going to go to Nikki.
All right.
I found a
Here she is.
Nikki, can you help Shiny Culture with this one?
I can always help Shiny Culture.
There it is. Nikki's right, Nikki.
That's Paul Simon.
Yeah, that's Paul Simon. That's right.
Good Paul looking, Nikki.
The title is too long. I'll mess it up, but I know that's Paul Simon.
Is this there me you and go. You by the playground or something like that?
Me and
What's
Julio.
The title?
Me and Julio the down by the schoolyard.
Yeah, that's
me and you down by the playground. Yeah,
this is the one with Kate, where Big Daddy Kane and
Kane and Biz were in the video.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nikki, I appreciate you.
It's against the law. It was against the law.
I'm being by the park saw. In the corner.
It was against the law. Ooh, your mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. Papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rome. Queen of Corona.
It's a vibe.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
For some reason, the video came out many years later for it, which is why, I guess maybe from a greatest hits, and that's why Biz and Kane were in the video. And an older Mickey Mantle, I believe, is in the video as well.
Really?
Yeah, playing stickball down by the schoolyard. Johnny's up 2-0 early, kids.
Yes.
Oh, boy, let's go.
Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Hey.
Laura.
Ooh. Laura.
Come on, Laura.
Okay.
Come on, Laura.
Okay. Okay, I know this. Okay.
Three.
Okay, is it Don't Countdown. You Forget About Me?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Laura. Forget about me.
It's another one of those songs that you can just basically play in any situation.
That's right.
That's a heat rock.
Like, that's just like, in so many DJ situations, you throw that on at some point, you're Gucci.
It's now 1 for Laura, 2 for Johnny, that's but right. He's only got 1 phone to 5. Cast 1 isn't on the board. He's laying out.
No.
Which you know he likes
sneaky.
To be.
Yeah, he's
comeback.
Yeah, he likes to be
yes.
dramatic. All right. We haven't played this one in a long time.
All right.
This is an early in the whitish Wednesday Ebro kind of banger. You know what I mean?
Here we go.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Okay.
Step inside. Ooh. Walk this way. You and
Laura.
Me, babe.
Laura.
Hey. Okay, I think I'm going to phone a fight.
What?
All right. I mean, you're going to disappoint Ebro, but she's going to get it. Someone's going to have it for her.
What?
Who are you going to?
Be quiet.
Hot Rod Rick, Queen P, Nikki, Aubrey.
You're disrespecting Ebro and his white brother right now, but it's
you
okay.
Know what I'm saying?
Just go get
okay,
it.
I'm going to go with Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey's got you. Not even a hesitation.
Aubrey, Finn, close this up for Laura Stiles.
Yeah. Hey. First of all, Salafi Jai.
Yo, Salafi Jai.
Nobody's talking about it. Man, congratulations, man. We're all super happy for you.
Oh, thank you so much, man. She's in there. She had a good night last night. She's in there with Mom right now.
Oh, that's good, man. And I'm not going to hold you, but eventually, when the time is right, you're going to have to do a Selassie drop like Ken's drop.
We're going to get her vocals together. We're waiting for her to get her vocals together.
That's what I'm saying. You know, she's going to be there next week. But, yeah, like, anyway, we're really happy for you, man. And, yeah, this is Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me, baby. Come on.
Aubrey has to get his issues.
Thanks, Aubrey.
Thanks, Aubrey.
Honestly, I didn't remember the name.
If you're old enough, you remember what a phenomenon this song was. It was OG, bro.
And I was, like, not into this music. I was into rap at this time. And this was a
heater
everywhere. I mean, Def Leppard and Poison and Poison really had a stranglehold for a minute there.
MTV was burning this into the ground.
This is like Leopard Tights, right?
Yeah, this is T's big hair band.
I have to say that. So I'm watching on my streaming service here. You know, they have a little video playing or whatever.
Yeah.
All right, the good news is it looks like everybody from Def Leppard's, you know, kicking. But, yo, Laura, this looks like a clip from, like, that old people's podcast. Like, it's...
I love it.
It looks like it's a performance at a senior citizen center. It's... They have current footage of them rocking. It's...
No, if you're a fan, like, if you would show up to a Def Leppard performance right now in your life...
No, you're a fan.
No. Not only are you a fan, but you're over 55.
Yeah. Because, like, in your 40s, you would be like, oh, that's cool. They're going to be performing at that free event I'm going to. All right, that's nice.
They're at the state fair. Look.
Yeah, cool. Or, like, you know.
State fair.
But if you're like, I'm going to the show, that means at that time you were living your life.
Right.
You were like,
This is the music of my, you know.
Bowen.
Right.
Because it's not like they were Aerosmith. You know what I mean? Aerosmith's at a different level, where if you go to an Aerosmith.
Def Leppard was like, this was the song.
It was a moment in time.
Awesome sugar. Yeah. I've always thought this was about cocaine.
Attaway, Shawnee. Hey, Shawnee, welcome aboard, buddy. So, 3 minutes in.
Because now after y'all
said
how much this song means and this group means, I just needed to clarify my
head. Group really doesn't mean that much. It's just the song was a hit in a moment in time.
It's a moment in time.
Okay.
So wait, Laura, how many you got?
How many I got?
Two?
Laura got two now. She's down a Phonify. Shawnee only has one Phonify. Also has two. Cass won two Phonifys and nothing on the board. It's white. It's Wednesday.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, man, we are doing it right now. Here we go.
Oh, come on now. Y'all don't know this?
Cast.
Laura?
Cast.
I heard Laura.
I've been saying Cast for like 3 minutes, but go ahead.
3 minutes?
No, it's not Cast.
You said casting. Go ahead. I heard a Laura.
All right, cool.
Bascom says Cast.
No,
I was staring at Cast waiting. I really didn't hear you. I was staring at you.
All right, so who is it?
All right, I heard Laura. Go ahead, Laura.
Griff says he heard Laura.
I heard you.
Okay. Oh, my God. Please, I'm going to get this wrong. Is it Invisible Touch?
Laura Stiles.
Wow. Oh, my God.
You could have just went with...
Wow. Nah, that's a risky, bro. What you're about to say is a risk. That's why you hesitated.
You're right.
You don't even remember right now which one it is.
No, because I couldn't remember if it was Mike and the Mechanics or Phil Collins. It's Mike and the Mechanics,
no,
right?
It's Genesis.
No,
it's Genesis.
Did you hear me? And that's why you would have played yourself.
Yeah.
Did you hear me when I said that, Rosenberg?
Now I...
You didn't hear me
now
before when I said it's Genesis? Look at that.
What's going on?
Something's going on.
Bascom said he definitely said it for a minute. Trolling.
You're not trolling. I'm telling you.
It was the first 3 seconds of the song.
The song hadn't even played for a minute yet.
Rosenberg, can you hear me, Rosenberg?
Yeah.
I sure can.
Okay.
I'm not even lying, by the way, because I thought you leaned in, so I started staring at you, waiting for it. And then I just heard a Laura.
If you're looking at me, your streaming art is delayed, but that's okay.
I'm going back to back. Going back to back. Two of my childhood favorites. Back to back. They both have a similar feel to me, in that they're both up tempo. But for some reason, I feel it in my soul. I don't know why. Here we go. Laura's got 3. Shawnee has 2. Right. Cass 1. Okay. I don't know. He's laying out so far. It's
Cass 1.
Wednesday, the
game.
It's okay. He'll.
Ooh, big tune.
Big tune.
Laura.
Yeah. Come on, Laura. Cast.
Wait, now Cast is just saying your name later on purpose. Stop it. Laura, go ahead.
Yeah, he's trying to pick a point.
Madonna.
That's right. Open your heart.
Madonna.
Wow. Okay.
Cast, why you trolling, bro?
Laura's moving.
Why?
I'm not trolling. Laura said her name, and then you said
I didn't even hear it, though.
Turn that up,
there's something going on in here.
Laura's rocking.
Laura's got 4. She's got 1 bonafide, too.
Oh, my God, I got 1 bonafide. Okay.
Laura needed a victory in 2024.
Let's go.
Stepping up to the challenge.
I'm not confident yet. You already know
I have some regret / FOMO that I didn't hit either of the concerts, because I know my wife wanted to go.
I kind of do too, Rosenberg. Only Ebro went.
Yeah, I went to Brooklyn.
I think we messed up. I think we should have, Laura, we should have done one of them.
You would have liked it. It was a really well-produced show, and it was dope. See her kids up there performing and her going through all her hits. And just kind of reliving that 80s era if you was outside a little bit.
I saw a guy the other day, too, who was wearing some merch from the show, Laura. They did, like, a pretty dope reissue, like, a virginy shirt that was fire. Long sleeve, too. Yo, by the way, they should jail the person who sued Madonna for performing late. I mean, come on. Lawsuit? A lawsuit's too far.
I mean, they had kids, man. They had to be at work in the morning. She came on hours late, bro. Come on, man.
Yo, she was coming off of a serious health scare to push herself on that tour, and she was late one night, and you tried to sue her?
That's right.
Yo, this is the problem with... I guarantee this person was white. Lauryn Hill's been late for 20 years. Hasn't been one lawsuit yet.
That's right.
Madonna showed up for the first show of the tour. They're like, lawsuit!
You know the Karens don't play. You said on the ticket you was going to be here at 8 o'clock.
Hi, excuse me. I'm at the Madonna concert, and she is not on stage yet. I'd like the police to come. No, that is crazy. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Laura's going for the win. Cast 1 is not even...
Oh, man.
Nope.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game.
Okay.
Here we go. Could Laura finish everyone off prior to 8:30?
Yo, that's
that would
crazy.
Be insane. All right, here
I
we
don't
go.
Know. Don't put too much pressure.
Culture.
Culture.
Laura, I know this one.
I gotta go with a phone of five. I couldn't let her just take this so easy.
No, you can't. You gotta stay alive.
You know we
gotta,
this one.
Gotta, no, he doesn't.
I do know that. I do know it.
Maybe. Well, why you with a phone of five?
Well, I don't
why?
Know it, but I know the song. Like, I've heard this before. It's,
so it's, shoot your shot.
Shawnee, don't listen do whatever you're gonna do. You have to decide.
You can go to, you already went to Nikki, so you can go to Aubrey, Hot Rod, Rick, or Queen P.
Shoot your shot.
Yeah, multiple people here have a guarantee.
Three.
Let's go with Hot Rod.
Hot Rod Rick. Hot Rod Rick.
This is gonna be an interesting test for Hot Rod Rick. All right.
Nah, he got it.
Yo, Shawnee.
I'm listening.
Yo, have no fear. Hot Rod Thick is here.
Hot Rod Thick.
Don't ever talk to me like that, fam.
Yo, he's waited all week for Hot Rod Thick.
He wanted to run Hot Rod Thick on you. Hey, yo.
All week.
Don't ever talk
That's
to me
crazy.
Like that.
Mr. Thick, what do you have?
Mr. Thick, there it is. Go. This one's harder than training. I don't know. This one's harder than coaching a paraplegic soccer team.
Okay. All right.
Don't talk about hard.
What do you got?
Okay.
I don't got it, bro.
Laura.
No, you can't do that. Song got to play, Laura. Cass. No, see,
what do you see, mean? This wait, song got to play.
No, Cass, now you're just being ridiculous.
I
What's
am?
Going on?
Wow.
I just want to say something, Ebro. I just want to say something. First of all, I'm confused. With all due respect, I'm confused at Shawnee's choice
for going with him. I gave him another chance.
I would have definitely went Pierre Aubrey in that sort of quicker situation. And then Laura, we got an allegation from an email this week. An anonymous allegation came in suggesting that Hot Rod Rick is Shazamming.
I had that thought, but I wasn't going.
And by the way, I will just say today could lend itself to that scandal because that was too fast for a Shazam, 100%.
See, it didn't matter to me whether or not Hot Rod Rick was Shazamming or not because he's always entertaining. So
I agree. No, he's not going anywhere. We can't ban him. He's Hot Rod Thick. But anyways, he didn't know the song. Aubrey would have had you.
Do I get a chance or no?
But I think
I said my name.
No, Cass One said the song got to start playing again. Is that a rule? I don't know if that's a rule.
Yeah, that's a no rule. I don't know, whatever. You guys
say whatever.
Start the song.
It's an easy song, too.
Laura.
Go ahead, Laura.
At the same time.
No, I said Laura, so it's Laura.
Cass is protesting today's game. We know what's happening.
It's changed the world.
It has changed the world.
Laura for the win. Laura for the win.
Cass, you should have at least fought there. Come on, man. That was weak, bro.
I don't know this song.
I wouldn't have known the title, though.
You have two phone-a-fots, Cass.
But this is big. It's a big song. Reach the
stars. Yeah. Oh, I know this song, man.
Yeah, it's classic. You know it. It's classic. But I couldn't tell you the author or the title. The singer or the title.
The author.
But this song is big.
How about the producer?
I don't know any of the answers, but I know this song.
If you listen to the chorus hard, you'll know the producer.
I don't think the guitar's giving away.
Who is this?
Listen to the chorus, you'll know. It's only in my dreams
that I can change.
Like Sunday mornings in D.C.
I'ma say I've never heard this song in my life.
What?
Really?
I've never heard this song.
It's when you go to the coffee shop.
Who is it?
That's Babyface.
It's Eric Clapton and Babyface.
Early morning.
It was from the movie Phenomena.
I've never heard this, Cass.
What? It's from the movie Phenomena, a John Travolta movie. And when I say this video was on all the time, this day ran this video a lot.
I've never even seen the video.
That's why I know it, honestly.
I'm not going to lie, it's a great record. This is a great record. I take you as my queen. Babyface came through. And Sean, if you listen close on the hook, you can hear Babyface vocalizing the whole time. Yeah, you don't remember they had the dueling guitars moment in the video? Babyface and Eric Clapton playing guitar like back to back?
Yeah, this classic.
I have no recollection.
Cass was locked up at this time.
I don't remember this song like that.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah, but you were too old. Ebro, this is in your window of you were out of here.
I haven't really rocked with Eric Clapton.
Yeah, this is before you didn't rock with Eric Clapton, though. You were just at the radio station not paying attention. You were playing Artifact singles on the radio and not paying attention. No, because I know I was like 15, so you were like 20. You were just not locked into MTV. You were not paying attention to what was happening.
But for some time, people had told me that Eric Clapton was stealing and was
96?
And was a bad guy.
In 96? I had not heard.
I feel like that's in
96, the only Eric Clapton conversation that I heard was that his son had fallen out of a window and died. That was the big Eric Clapton story in the 90s.
God. Yo, I've never seen this. That's crazy.
Never seen the video either.
Yeah, this one I'm like,
I'm about to change the channel when it came on.
No, Cash, you were locked up, bro.
I was not locked. This is fake news. I was not locked up.
No, you locked up at Jay's. You were locked up. You were up in a boys' school in the middle of nowhere. They were letting you.
No. I was back. I was back in 96. I was back. I was definitely running around the Bronx in 96.
How about this? Do you remember
this? You definitely weren't jacking Eric Clapton and Babyface?
Nah.
What are we listening to now?
Culture.
It's the game's over, man.
Babyface.
Rosenberg's playing Babyface. Rando songs that he likes.
I was just giving Babyface some love. No, that was all.
Now this I know.
Babyface still looks the same.
Fact.
Does it?
Absolutely. I just saw him
perform. He really does.
Babyface out here chilling. I just saw him perform a couple times last year.
Really?
I saw him at a charity event for the Sean Carter Foundation. He performed there. And then I saw him somewhere else, too. Last year, he was moving around. He put out an album last year, remember?
Out here handling business. Didn't he smash Teddy Riley in that Versus? Just cool and collected?
Yeah, because Teddy Riley was a disaster.
And remember how smooth Babyface was?
Oh, he was chilling.
Yeah.
Wait, what's happening right now? And why is it happening? Make it stop and get focused, please.
Well, yo, why are you for the Culture Classics? What's wrong with
Culture Classics?
I think he's stealing Culture Classics.
I was just playing Babyface.
Because here's an unpopular opinion. I can only take so much Babyface.
Oh, my God.
I love his songs, and I love songs that he's written for other people.
Bro.
But, yo.
That's why he was ready to spaz out. He didn't want the world to know how he feels about Babyface. He's trying to hide this.
If you don't get these Tony Rich Project guitars out of my head right now.
I love Tony Rich Project.
Yeah, Babyface is a specific mode.
Yo, this is like like finding out Ebro is a racist. I can't believe he's anti. No, he's anti-face. You're anti-face. You're a fascist. You're anti-face.
I'm anti-face. No, I love fascist. I love Babyface, but Babyface albums is a tough putt for me.
No, but that was When Can I See You Again.
No,
bro.
When Can I See You is cool. It's cool. It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's
cool.
It's funny.
Some of them songs is overly simping, and there's no drums, there's no bass line. It's just like if you're going to simp, can I get a beat, please?
Wait. Are you saying,
bro?
Are you saying you don't consider it a drum if you're just tapping your fingernails on the guitar?
Nah, man. Yo, man, I love Babyface, but bro, can I get a bass line or something? Man.
It's too late, bro. Sorry doesn't fix the link.
Bro, be shooting along. I'm with you, Ebro.
Shawnee, you feel me on that?
That's why I wasn't even there for the Eric Clapton Babyface. I was like, waiting. And
no
two
guitars?
Nah, I'm good.
Nah, double guitar.
Double guitar, no drums. Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm good.
Shawnee, you got Culture Classics?
Yeah,
what we doing?
I got my joints, but I just remembered this week, we in the Caribbean community lost a huge contribution to the music, Peter Morgan.
Peter Morgan, yo. Shout out to Morgan Heritage, Mojo, and the whole family.
I just got to give him a quick low, you know what I mean? Rosenberg, you familiar with Peter Morgan and Morgan Heritage?
Only in name.
Yeah.
Absolutely in name, not in music.
The lead singer just passed away at 46.
I saw that. That's really sad, man.
He was young.
Yeah, young dude.
Yo, wait.
Man.
Peter was just up here with us a few weeks ago. When we interviewed Morgan Heritage, not a few weeks, but a few months ago. He was just here.
Wait, that's they were just there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad.
Rest in peace, man. Rest
And he was only 46.
Yeah, bro. Big shot. Nobody saw that coming, man.
Yo, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
Nah, you know what? That was not processing with me. That it was the dude who was literally just there. Ebro, that was, it says 6 months ago. Damn, time flies. But he was just there.
Yeah.
What? Man, rest in peace. That's
wait,
terrible.
Their pops was that Delroy Morgan?
Yes.
Who made the, what was the song that pops made?
Oh, he had a few, bro.
But he had the big tune. Denroy Morgan.
Denroy Morgan, yeah.
Yeah. So they come from a lineage of, you remember this joint?
Big Brooklyn, Long Island, that Morgan heritage.
A lineage of heads. And then all of his siblings, you know, they toured the world doing amazing tunes.
I'll do anything. Nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you.
They know this is a Caribbean man.
I did not know. Wait, is this SOS band?
Nah, this is just Denroy Morgan.
Oh, it's Denroy Morgan.
Yeah, just... And it just felt like a disco song or something, right? But when you hear it, you like, oh, this is Jamaican.
They think I'm a fool. Boss, I do so many things for you.
It was in the crib. Alright, so yeah, big up and rest
damn,
in peace.
Damn, rest in peace, man. That's really, really sad. That was I'll Do Anything For You?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sampled by Gold Digger, EPMD.
Yeah.
Oh, say word.
Yeah.
I didn't know, and also I didn't know Denroy Morgan was in the Black Eagles, too. In the 70s, which was a reggae band in the 70s, too.
Yeah, wow. R.I.P.
Out of New York City, R.I.P. Denroy Morgan, and also R.I.P. to Pita.
Pita. Is this the first ever hip-hop love song?
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
I don't know, but yes.
It would have to be, right?
It was the first big one.
For the first time in my life, I see I need love. Giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names.
Then now, does he Dirty Mac on this, or is this clean?
What do you mean?
No, I think he's clean.
Clean on here?
He's just in love.
We should play a game called Dirty Mackin' or Nah, where we review LL Cool J songs to see if he's Dirty Mackin' or actually on the up and up.
The Dirty Mackin' is hating on your man?
Yeah, just always like talking about someone else.
Always hate on he'll see a girl and hate on her man so fast.
Yo, he even did it to himself. Love you better. He's Dirty Mackin' on himself. I never seen anything like it. He's hating on himself.
But here he's being vulnerable. He said, right? I need love. By a girl and a boy, I need love.
LA Posse.
How about this? Ebro, where was you at?
I was working in the mall. Shout to Tom McCann. Shout to Oak Tree Merry-Go-Round.
Tom McCann.
You went to the merry-go-round?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, words can't express the way I feel for you.
Talk that talk.
The way you touch me. Yo, when I first heard this Guy album, bro, man, wow. Hey. And, yo, make no mistake, I had my routine ready.
Ready.
You know you had to have a routine. Your rayon shirt. Right.
Facts.
Each and every time you are here with me,
the touch. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man. What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
You get me with your hands.
When you caress my skin,
I'm under your command.
Cass, they wasn't playing this in the gym after Keep Sweat.
What?
Is that ever?
At the gym?
Or wherever you was at.
Why would I be at
in 88, Cass Wall was...
I was speaking Spanish, bro. What are you
talking about?
Yo, Cass, did you speak English in 88?
I might have been bilingual. I might have been in bilingual classes.
Got it.
In the class.
Learning.
Bilingual. Just learning English.
Got it.
It brings our ecstasy. I like. It really turns me on. You are my lover.
Whenever you ready. Whenever you ready.
Yo, summer before 8th grade was rocking, bro.
You was rolling up the sweaty crib on the bike.
Man, let's not talk about what I was doing summer before 8th grade. I was way too outside.
Can't express the way I feel. Motion for you.
It is crazy to think. When did I start speaking English? Cass.
Right? Think about it.
I think about that. I'm like 6, 7?
As of the culture classics on the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles, what you working on?
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, man, two men have been found guilty in the murder of Jam Master Jay. I'll give you the details coming up next.
But first, the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com, where the gurus unite.
That's right.
To shine the light on your darkness. Go ahead, Shawnee Culture, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen,
and tell us who is out there in need of the gurus.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Your destination for clarity.
That's right.
Where we shine bright.
Shine bright.
Find light. That's right.
That's right.
No. Right.
That's right.
All right, the guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails today. Sure. Today's comes from a 30-year-old lady.
Saving lives now.
Okay.
Who says, let me start off by saying, I love you all. I listen every morning religiously. And when I don't, I make sure to hit up the iHeartRadio app for the replay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Ebro, congratulations on your baby girl.
Thank you.
God bless her.
Hey.
And we prefer the Apple Podcast app, but wherever you get podcasts, it's just fine. As long as you're listening to the program.
Lock in with the fam.
Today is my 30th birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy
birthday.
And I am tired of the single life. I got a lot going for me. Good personality. Beautiful. Great job. And I am in a good financial position. And obviously you have a healthy self-esteem also. But finding the one seems to get tougher and tougher year after year.
That's right.
I'm ready to tap out. While I'm still young, I really have an old soul. The clubbing scene and drowning myself in liquor every weekend is just not for me. Mm. I'd rather grab dinner, hang with some close friends, who are all married, mind you, or even stay in. But I know that will guarantee remaining single for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I love to travel, and I even try to leave the country 3 to 4 times a year as a way to enjoy my youth. Do you want to be with Shawnee? Because he may be able to take you to the Caribbean. Let's just say.
That's a fact.
Oh, she just said, let's just say I am on the same PTO schedule as Shawnee.
Okay.
No, she did not say that.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
All right, let me listen to this differently now.
Rosenberg's a lot of things. Liar now.
Thank you, Ebro.
Okay.
Aside from the boatload of girlfriends and travels, mm-hmm. I dive deep into work. My last relationship was about a year ago, and I decided to end it after 4 months because I found myself investing a lot more into the relationship than he was.
Okay.
I refused to get back on the dating apps. I tried it 2 years ago, and let's just say the quality is not there. I hope I gave you enough context to help me solve my dilemma. How the heck do I find someone in today's dating scene? I'm sure Ebro will have a mouthful here to share. Not really. He doesn't know. So I welcome his opinion. I am also sure I am not the only millennial dealing with this. Love y'all.
Love y'all.
Love.
Well, we appreciate the consistency, as we said, tone and name, right?
I hate to say this, but get back on the dating apps. So say the guru. What are you doing?
So I hear so many people are anti-dating apps. But are you getting out of your house? Are you going places? Because if you want to meet someone and you don't want to meet them on apps, you better out there. Like at events, coffee, just get out of the house.
But how about this, too? Like, I don't know about y'all, but in my free time, I like to work. I like to learn things. Now, I'm still in that, I guess, part of my life where it's like, yo, I want to learn how to do this, or I take a cooking class. I haven't done that stuff in a long time, obviously, being in a relationship, but we do stuff together. Or go hiking or, you know, go, you know, do different things. Whoever this woman is, you need to go do some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out in the world, man. You know, take some classes, you know. Go hiking. You know, meet people who have like-minded interests. And everything doesn't have to be dating all the way. People make dating such like a job. Like it's, you know, I need to meet someone and then we need to court one another in this certain process and everything's got to lay out perfectly. Nah. Just go live life and meet people who might be cool.
Yeah.
Because you can meet a friend and then that friend invites you somewhere and you meet your person at that place. And, you know, you got to get out of your house, though.
I hear
a lot of, like, even in my friend circle, they're like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, yeah, but you work from home and you hardly go out. You got to go.
Yo, and also, too, Laura, on that note, there's people who used to go to clubs, like, in their 20s and 30s. And they're like, I don't know where to go. Where are people partying at? Listen, once you're a certain age, people ain't really partying like that, bro. Like, there's periodic events here and there.
A dinner at a friend's house is where you're going to
little gatherings, little, you know, just go out and socialize with cool people.
Yeah.
Can I throw one other thing out there, though, on the flip side? Because we did this last time, and Ebro and Laura, they directly had people climbing mountains and going to Pottery Barn. Yes.
Home Depot, I heard, is lit, by the way.
Yeah, Home Depot, church, all these things. I hear you. But I do know, I understand why for some people that wouldn't be appealing. I do think maybe she's loading a lot into her initial app experience, too. Like, even the way she was probably viewing the app, to Ebro's point, was too much. She was probably viewing every time she met someone as like a, here we go, instead of just, like, what I'm saying is, I do think the apps can, we all know people who have met their partner on apps. It's not a crazy thing anymore at all. Just stop investing the energy into every date being, I'm looking for the one. Think of the apps, if you use them too, as about meeting friends. You mean someone to go have drinks with. See if anything happens from it. You don't have to view everything as like,
The official courting process.
Mm-hmm. Is this the one? You're right.
Because you may meet up with someone and think it's just going to be a smack-em, yak-em, and it turns into something great. Who knows? So just, I think we would all agree you need to relax just a tad. You're 30. I know that you have an old soul, but you're not 50.
And the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
I mean, get that clock ticking out of your mind, bro.
I'm saying
people who are worried about the clock ticking, you know, now that you can't you like put your eggs, freeze your eggs, you can do other things now.
One thing that she didn't mention,
the ticking's not that loud. She's 30. She could be out here dating.
And one thing that she didn't mention is what she's looking for in a partner, because expectations also sometimes hinder what you could find out there. So if you're like, oh, well, I'm only dating somebody that's over a certain height or is of a certain success or, you know what I'm saying? So all of that, take that into consideration, too.
Facto.
There's some people
who
put definitely too much on it, too much.
That's right.
Like, if he's not the perfect height, he ain't for me. Like, you got to relax, B.
Yeah.
All right, so I hope it helps. Get out of the house. Don't be so hesitant when it comes to the apps, but you definitely take some classes, do something. All right, so say the gurus.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. When I do weakness.
You know, the amount of people I avoided in my life that made dating feel like you was getting an interview. I was like, I'm out of here. Or they got too many, like they got too much. Too much. It's too much. Mm. Some of y'all gotta chill, bro. Feel like I'm, yo, I remember when I was still outside. Yo, you sit down and meet somebody. It feel like you signing up for like life insurance or something.
Yeah, you gotta
just, that's not what you want.
You gotta get the thirst out your mind. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, don't be afraid to be alone. And go do things. That's it. That's the biggest thing.
Laura Stiles with the flashing lights. What you got, Laura?
All right, guys. So Ronald Washington and Carl Jordan Jr. were found guilty on Tuesday, just a little under a month after the trial began in the Jam Master Jay murder. So, you know, he was killed 21 years ago on October 30th, 2002. So, where prosecutors argued, you know, that Washington and Jordan both ambushed him at his studio over a failed drug deal. And which ended up with Jordan executing him at close range with multiple shots to the head. And now there's a third person, Jay Bryan, who will be tried at a later date. You know, investigators say that he actually left an article of clothing containing DNA at the scene. And he's supposed to be the point man allowing, you know, the drug deal, to allowing him to come into the studio to murder Jam Master Jay. So I'm just so glad that.
Interesting.
Listen, at least there's some kind of closure for the family finally after 21 years.
Laura, on OK Player on IG, they put up a post that said, breaking news, Jam Master Jay's godson and childhood friend found guilty. I didn't know that.
Oh man,
godson.
He knew
that.
I mean, the godson part is crazy.
Wow, it's about as foul a thing as could happen.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your flashing lights report.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yo, Run's voice is so ill. Run's voice on these records, man. Let that rock for a second.
All right,
this is how his voice come in.
Queens, what up?
Boys, you're out the cold whack, keep the crowd cold on. You're the kind of guy that
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Smash like that.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.